down this alley. In late years, they become aristocratic, as known as Pecan's Lane. They call it alley. But this place, the Johnny Cake Alley, they changed it to Love Lane.
In Key West, do they have anything along the side of the road for you to walk on?
Sidewalk. Yeah, but when I was young man,
didn't.
Well, yeah, I was dirty mall. Because I remember, as I was telling you, Saturday, about this place on the corner with a big high picket fence. He had his sidewalk was about that high, and all you had was a dead road. And the sidewalk was packed mall. We used to play marbles there. But in time went on, it progressed. There was sidewalk, street lights, and then we got electricity in the houses. Then as time went on, they changed from the drop light to light fixtures. Very light like everywhere else. The young fellow, his father, was on the farm, if you mind me telling that. Sent him to college. And it is true, it changes people's attitude and the mode of living, the mode of talking, what have you. So, this farmer sent his son to college. So come vacation time, the son went home to visit his parents. So one day the father said to the boy, says, go out in the woodshed and bring me some of those chips for the power plate. The boy says, father, I presume the dramatic part of your education has been sadly neglected. Because what you should have said was transport from that encumbered pile some of those great cocktail of the deep front log. The old man says, well, go to hell and bring me some of them chips. So, and another change, I guess you've noticed it, but I know I have. A young fellow going to school or go home, and we mentioned one word. My mother and father used to say, well, that isn't the way we were taught. I was ready to get the same thing, and I've done for years. We used to say data, not data. And a number of other words, entirely different pronunciation. So I could say, well, I wasn't taught that way. But as I say, people have been made more fun of my conchology. Just as long as I understand what I said,
yeah. That's fine, yeah.
Of course, one of the stock supply officers that I worked under, a fellow named Stockman, he was a younger man than I was. He come from Boston. Well, then he used to crack me about my conchology. And I'd drive it right up to him by the damn Bostonian cab. A friend up here now, down in this building, he's the TV man. She comes from up in Boston. Once in a while she comes to visit us. But how do you live in a cab?
We're talking about expressions and things.